and as time hastens away. I'll read to you in the 5th chapter of Ephesians. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. I'm not preaching on a subject of wives submitting yourself to your husband, but there's a reason this is here. For the husband is the head of the wife. Look out, you're liable to find a reason here. Amen. Even as Christ is the head of the church. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for our head? Amen. Aren't you glad our headquarters is so high that if a power ever gets in the White House or on the throne or in any nation of the world that would annihilate the heads of government, he can't get 2 hours. Amen. Hey, even though corruption may sometimes get into religious orders, it can't get to our head. He's in heaven. Amen. Well, so-and-so did this, and so-and-so did that, and so-and-so did so bad. Well, how's Christ been doing? Well, answer me. Has Christ been doing all right? Amen. How's he been doing in your life? Great, good, wonderful. I just hear all kinds of wonderful things here. Praise God. Amen. For the husband, as the husband is the head of the wife, even Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. What does that mean? That means he gave his very life for the church. Therefore, since he gave his very life, he's the Savior of the body. Christ the head of the church. As the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church. There that is again. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. That's how he became the Savior of the body. He gave himself for it. He emptied himself. He gave all that he had for the church, which is his body. Amen. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. That he might present to himself a glorious church, not having spot. Say that word with me. Spot. Say it loud. Spot? What's a spot? What? It stands out. What is it? A blemish? What? A stain? Amen. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord's going to have a church that won't have a spot, blemish, or stain. How many think he's got one now? Huh? He got one right now. Hallelujah. A wrinkle? Ooh. Amen. Wrinkle? Not having spot or wrinkle. Say wrinkle with me. Wrinkle. Amen. What does it take to get wrinkles out? Fire. Heat. Steam. Amen. Hot iron. Amen. You know why so many churches are so wrinkled? They got to preach that you got to sin a little every day. They ain't got enough fire to burn their wrinkles out. Amen. You got to have some fire to get rid of the wrinkles. Hallelujah. I mean, the reason some church is so wrinkled is because they're dead. All wrinkled up. Praise God. Or any such thing. That means anything like a spot or anything like a wrinkle. Amen. I get ready to go to church usually when I leave here when I'm going on these trips. sometimes when I get there, I'm a little bit wrinkled. You know why? Because I was sitting down a long time. If you're up and around and active, you don't get wrinkled. But if you sit around as a couch potato too much, you're going to get wrinkled, I'm afraid. So much for that. But that it should be holy and without blemish. This Bible has a marginal reading here, without fault. Ooh. Christ did that for the church. So men ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. We know that's right, don't we? But do you believe that Christ is a good bridegroom? That he loves his wife? Huh? Loves his wife as he loves himself? Amen. Yes, the church is his body, he said. Amen. Now listen to this. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies, and he that loveth his wife loveth himself. Well, you're thinking. I ain't going to preach on that. Don't get worried. Amen. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh. Do you think Christ hates his? You think Christ has got it in for his church? Huh? He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, who's got it in for us then? I'll tell you who's got it in for us. The devil has. We're Jesus' body. And the devil don't like his competitor. Come on. Amen. Yes. Amen. No man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. Boy. Now get a load of this verse 30. We are members of his body. Let's say that together. Members of his body. Brother Collins, you preached on that this morning. Not on this chapter. Woo-wee. I preached standing at the doorway to heaven this morning. I preached that the church, his body, is the doorway in this world to everlasting life. I preach that they have power to remit and retain sins because they're the instrument that God uses to bring people to Christ and to God. Hallelujah. He said, whosoever sins ye remit, they'll be remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, they shall be retained. The church is the doorway. Amen. When Jesus said things like that, Peter said, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how many times should I forgive him? Seven? And Jesus said, 70 times seven. Now, boy, that'll change the way you wake up in the morning. If you forgive like God wants you to forgive, you won't have any in the world when you wake up in the morning. As a matter of fact, you won't go to bed tonight with an enemy in the world. Because the Bible said, let not the sun go down on your wrath. Hey, amen. This is just a continuation of this morning. We're standing at the doorway to heaven. Now listen to this. I'm just amplifying what I preached this morning. We're members of his body, of his flesh. I didn't say it. Paul said it. The Bible said it. Of his flesh. Let's say it together. Of his flesh. Let's say the whole thing. We're members of his flesh. That's all right. You that start to say of his body and of his flesh. That's okay. You're right. Amen. And listen to this. We're members of His body. We're members of His flesh. And we're members of His bones. Now put your feet on that. And say, devil, I'm the body of Christ. And you've not got any right to touch the sinless, conquering body of Christ. You've not got any right to touch the cross-conquering, grave-conquering, glorified Christ. Amen. We're members of His flesh. We're members of His bones. We're members of His body. Raise your hands and praise Him right now. Praise Him a little bit. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, Lord, I'm standing at the doorway to heaven. Nail-scarred hands bid me come herein. One step will lead me to the arms of my Savior. Goodbye, sin, I'm coming in. Amen. I'm coming in. Hallelujah. We're members of His body. Think of it tonight. You came in here a beggar tonight, maybe. You can leave here part and parcel of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. John echoed it in 1 John chapter 3. Now are we the sons of God. Listen to that. Sons of God. Amen. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He appears, we'll be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Hallelujah. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. Amen. She loses her name and takes his, and they're one. How about that? Amen. When my wife was named Elizabeth Faye Singer, she couldn't write checks on my poor account. Amen. But when she became Elizabeth Faye Collins, she could write checks on my account. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Praise God. The Bible said we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Heirs of God. Hallelujah. And you know what the legal tender of heaven is? Faith. It is faith that takes hold in heaven and grasps the promise of God. Hallelujah. Faith is the currency that buys the blessing of God. Do we have a right to faith tonight? Do we have a right to believe God tonight? Does He invite us to pray? I think He even commands us to believe God. Fear not, only believe. He commands us not to doubt, not to be double-minded. He commands us to trust the Lord. It's to His credit that we believe God and that we trust Him. Hallelujah. Tell Him, I trust You, Jesus, tonight. Say it out loud, I trust You, Jesus, right now. Amen. This is a great mystery, hidden truth. But I got news for you, folks. The cat's out of the bag. Amen. Don't tell anybody, but the secret's out. Praise God. It's not a secret anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Little boy. Amen. Johnny Logan. That's when he was little. sitting on the front seat of Barberville Church, and I was down there in a revival. Amen. No, I was pastoring the church. Amen. Johnny Logan sitting on the front seat of the church with his legs dangling. And he said, "Brother Collins, I've got a question." I said, "What is it, Johnny?" I thought he was going to ask me some great theological question. Amen. He said, "Did you ever sneak and look at your Christmas present before Christmas?" Amen. And him hauled around a little bit. "Well," I said, he said, "boy, I did." He said, "I got my cap gun out and I was shooting it all over the house." He just couldn't stand the mystery. Amen. Amen. I got news for you. The gilded, splendid, magnificent, pure gold, diamonds and rubies, gift of the Spirit of God, of faith and prayer, has been extended to us on a silvery platter, on a golden plate. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And he just can't keep from telling us, as he tells about the wife and the husband and their oneness and their relationship. He just can't keep from telling about this great mystery concerning Christ and the church. And once he tells it, it's out of the bag, folks. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Sing it. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Who is he? He's a lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to tell. Sing it. Everybody ought to tell. Everybody ought to tell. Everybody ought to tell. That's it. Where Jesus is. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright morning star. He's a fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Everybody ought to shout. Everybody ought to shout. Everybody ought to shout. Who Jesus is. Everybody ought to shout. Everybody ought to shout. Everybody ought to shout. Who Jesus is. Aren't they shouting who their star is at the football game? Aren't they shouting, "Go, Jordan, go," at the basketball game? Amen. Aren't they shouting about those two heroes of the baseball game last year? One of them knocked 70 home runs. Wasn't they shouting about him and waving their placards and acting a fool? And didn't they lift him up? How many think we ought to be able to shout about Jesus? Woo! He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. I'm so glad I know. I'm so glad I know. I'm so glad I know where would I be who Jesus is. I'm so glad I know, Jeremiah. I'm so glad I know, Daniel. I'm so glad I know. Jesus is. Who is he? He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. He's a fairy of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Me and Jerry and Jeff was going deer hunting a couple of years ago over Chillicothe. Amen. And it wasn't daylight yet. We was looking into the east. Amen. And one of the boys said, is that an airplane over there? I said, no, that's a morning star. One of them said, no, that's an airplane. I said, no, that's a morning star. Amen. And finally, after we drove a good ways, we all realized it was the morning star. He's a lily of the valley. What's the morning star tell you? It tells us the night's about gone, the day's not far away, praise God. And Jesus is telling you tonight that the night's about gone and the day's not far away. And the Son of Righteousness is about to rise with healing. His wings, hallelujah. He's the fairest of 10,000. Everybody ought to know. Raise your hands and praise him tonight. Amen. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Praise God. I told you this morning about how that the Dutch reclaimed that land in Holland from the sea. They built those big dikes that kept out walls of waves and water. Amen. And they put up those windmills to pump out the water and to keep it dry and raise their crops and raise their tulips. But everybody that lived down under those dikes from their youth up was taught to watch those dikes. The boys, the girls, the men, the women. Amen. As they walked along the streets, they were taught to watch those dikes. One day, two little Dutch children, a boy and a girl, amen, was walking down the street, and they saw a hole in the dike and water squirting through. And the little boy ran up and stuck his hand in the hole and told his sister to go warn the village. Praise God. The church, the body of Christ in the world, hallelujah, is watching the dikes. Amen. And the dikes and the church is what's holding back the man of sin and the world and being overrun by the powers of evil and the windmills. That's the preacher, the pastor, the evangelists. They're pumping out the seawater. Amen. And they're keeping it dry so you can live there and enjoy it. Amen. But there's a cry going forth. There's a hole in the dike. And so the church plugs a hole in the dike with its own body. Amen. And the Bible says, now he who now letteth, that word letteth is old English for restraining. He who now restrains will restrain until he be taken out of the way. The church with its fist in the dike is the only salvation of the world, the only salvation of your city. Amen. And the preacher is warning your town. The preacher is warning your family. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a hole in the dike. The sea's coming in. She's going to be overrun. Praise God. And every one of you are watchmen. You're the only reason the Antichrist hasn't been revealed already. You're the only thing that's holding back a man of sin. Praise God. Because the Bible says you know who it is that withholdeth. Who is it? It's the body of Christ in the world. The wrath of the Lamb can't be poured out on the Lamb. I said the wrath of the Lamb can't be poured out on the Lamb. Amen. I tell you, we've got a wonderful Christ and a marvelous Christ, and he's not so foolish as to pour wrath out on himself. Amen. And we're bone of his bones and flesh of his flesh. Amen. Even the first half of Daniel's 70th week is filled with wrath from the first horseman. Amen. Right on down to the sixth seal. Amen. When they cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. And you know what they said? For the wrath of the Lamb is come, and who shall be able to stand? But the wrath of the Lamb is not poured out on the Lamb. The wrath of the Lamb is not poured out on his own body. When we take communion, we usually do it once a year around here. Amen. Sometimes more often. But every time we do, we commemorate the time that the Israel took the Passover and that Jesus became our Passover. Jesus said, except you drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no part with me. Praise God. When we drink his blood and take his flesh by faith, of which the communion is typical and a living analogy of, praise God, we become part and parcel with him. We become the body of Christ. When Israel ate that lamb, they were healed by the body of a lamb. That lamb became one with them. That sinless, spotless lamb became a part of their body. And they walked out of Egypt. There was not one feeble one among them. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. God had saw to it. God had made a way. Hallelujah. And this very night, he's seeing to it. He's making a way. He's helping you. He's helping you more than you realize he's helping you. He's delivering you more than you realize he's delivering you. Hallelujah, because he has a vested interest in you, Mike Allen. That's why you can sing, I found a lily of my valley. I found strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burden. I found a refuge from the storm. A place where I can trade my dark skies. And you can have it too. Amen. You can have it too. You can have it too. You become part and parcel with the Lamb of God. And remember this. The wrath of the Lamb is not, shall not, will not be poured out on the Lamb's body. Amen. He's safe in the presence of God. And they're safe. Those 24 elders and those four living creatures said, Thou hast redeemed us to God. They escaped it. They've gone to God. They're standing in his presence. By thy blood, out of every nation, kindred, and tongue. Hallelujah. There they are, introducing the book, introducing the Redeemer, introducing each seal. Amen. There they are, participating with him, the body of Christ, working with him in the judgment of the repossession of a world that's been disowned away and lost in sin. Amen. We're going to repossess this place one of these days. I mean, it's going to be turned over to its rightful owners. Daniel said, I beheld until. In other words, he said, I looked long enough until the kingdom became the saints. The saints possessed the kingdom. Amen. Ah, yes, you're standing. That's a doorway to heaven. Nail-scarred hand, bid me come and enter in. Hallelujah. There you stand tonight. The church is beckoning to you. Jesus is beckoning to you. Revelation said the Spirit and the bride say come. Let him that heareth say, come. I preached on the last voice to summon us to the shining river that flows by the throne of God. Amen. Weisenberg, in his book, The History of the Revival, the United States titled, They Gathered at the River, closed his book and said, who will be the last voice, if any, to summon men to the shining river that flows by the throne of God? Weisenberg thought the revivals ended with Billy Sunday. It was just getting started. And I'll tell you who will be the last voice, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that is athirst come. They're still saying it tonight. Come, come. And Lord, we're standing at the doorway to heaven. Don't wait till you get to hell. Don't wait till you get clear over the precipice and look back and see the saints like God intended for you to see it. See the church like God intended for you to see it. And say, I didn't know it. Somebody should have told me. I was standing at the doorway to heaven. And I didn't know it. Father, bless these broken remarks. Challenge our hearts tonight, Lord, with both these messages. Challenge our souls tonight, Lord, to become part and parcel with Christ. Oh, help us to join the true church of Christ, the true church of God, that one whose names are written in heaven. Assure everyone here tonight with blessed assurance before this service is over. I pray that you assure every lost soul that he's found his Maker, that he's made it right with God. For this service is over. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Heads bowed in Christian prayer, and you raise your hand anywhere in the house. If you're not saved, you say, pray for me that I'll walk through that door, that I'll not stay standing on the outside, and I too will be accounted worthy to escape those things which have come upon the earth and stand before the Son of Man. Raise your hand. We'll pray for you. Amen. Stand with us. We sing, Father, make it easy for people to pray. Make it easy for people to step out. Lord, you've done a great work already in our service tonight. Already you've moved mightily in the services all this week. Already you've touched lives and blessed us with grand and glorious, wondrous testimonies of victory in Jesus. Already, Lord, we've been helped. Lord, now that one that needs that special touch that hasn't cried out to God, help them to do it. As freely as they would eat a bite, freely as they'd drink a fresh drink of water from the bottom of the well on the 4th of July. Lord, refresh the spirits of your saints, those beleaguered and oppressed and depressed children of God that have gone through the fire. I pray in Jesus' name. Heaven realize after all it'll soon be over, and the body of Christ will be glorified and extolled forevermore. Jesus' name, amen. While they sing, as people come, already coming, you come. Come with them. Here they come. That's it. Come with them.
I come with them. The blood.
Come with them.
Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me.
Our little church. Like our little Dutch boy's got his hand in the back.
My sickness fell.
He's holding back the ocean.
So
you got a chance to escape. How long will he last? How long can he stand there? The water's already pouring around his arms and elbows. Pretty soon he'll lead a rescue team himself. And God's got one. God's got one. Come on.
When life is pressing me,
step out and be saved. Step out and be helped this night.
A power from above.